sound of penguins in the Antarctic. Penguins are already under threat from global warming, but scientists are now warning about new dangers from diseases spread by migratory birds. A new strain of bird flu has been found in some penguin species. I've been talking to our science reporter.
Of course, bird flu's been around for a very, very long time. Different strains circulate in wild birds and domestic poultry. Until relatively recently, the Antarctic seemed to be very fragile. Of course, you don't want the virus down there. A couple of years ago, they found traces of flu in penguins. It doesn't seem to be causing any illness, but they did look at it under the microscope and look at the actual genetics of it, the strain of it, and it was a very ancient strain. And then the latest results suggest that there's another strain of bird flu that's been found. This is a more modern one, and it seems to be coming maybe from birds in North America or South America, so they're somehow picking it up from migratory birds that can spread viruses long distances around the world and then taking it down into the Antarctic, which is a very precious environment for animals.
But if the bird flu doesn't seem to be harming the penguins, why does it matter?
Well, this one, they seem to be okay as far as they know. But if another strain got in, a more deadly strain, then it could be very serious for penguins. So really they need to know more why it's there, how it gets in, do some monitoring. And also it's another reminder of the protection needed for penguins, things like their habitat, their breeding grounds, their fishing grounds, to keep an eye on these viruses and check that there isn't something more serious that could do harm.
Containing bird flu is almost impossible in any environment. In an environment like the Antarctic, is there any point even trying?
Well, obviously, conservationists say you must try. In terms of seabirds, penguins are the second most endangered seabird. 45 species of bird in the Antarctic, including about 6 or 7 different types of penguins. So we've got a huge richness there of penguins, of bird life. So conservationists are saying we do need to monitor this and keep an eye on it.
It's an archaeological find that's been described as phenomenal. Two skeletons, thought to be of Chinese people from between the 2nd and 4th centuries AD, discovered in a graveyard here in London. The bones were found in a Roman burial place.